Damn.
I'm guessing from your tiredness, you're not going to come out and eat with us after, are you?
Probably not.
You go home and just die.
Go to bed. Because I got to work tomorrow as well, right?
Oh. So,
it's a pretty long weekend. In the bad way.
Yeah, exactly.
When are you going to take your 3 days off?
I don't know. Probably a couple weeks from now. Just have like a 5-day weekend where I just binge.
So that'd be sweet.
Life. Yeah, for sure.
That this weekend may suck balls, but that weekend will be good.
And to be fair, I haven't been working very hard. It's more so just like, I gotta get out. I gotta be at
it
work.
It just sucks like having so many days back to back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like basically what, gonna be like 10 days back to back or whatever.
Yeah, it'll be, 12 days? Because I'm...
Oh, yeah.
Working all the way through to Friday.
Yeah.
12, Jesus, yeah. Why?
So Wednesday, I'll be real dumb.
Damn, man.
Yeah, 12. That fucking blows. I'm so happy I don't work shift like where that happens sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck. I work so many days in a row.
Yeah, I'd kill myself. That's why I respect that you haven't yet.
God. Well, to that be fair,
crazy.
You don't do what he does. Like, you don't.
It's quite an accomplishment that you're alive right now. You made it, Ivan.
I feel like painting would be worse though.
Yeah.
If I couldn't do 12 straight days, that is true.
Because I mean, I'm on my ass most of the day.
Oh, okay.
And I'm watching TV, so it's not like I'm actually like mentally fatigued.
Yeah,
it's just the idea of being at work for
getting up balls early too.
Yeah, like just I still get up at 6:30. Yeah,
that's true.
Like some days I don't even wake up that much later than a work day, but it's just the fact that you're not waking up to an alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, exactly. I may get up at like 7:38 some days, but. It's not too fucking alarm.
Yeah, alarms are worse. Then again, I wake up to a whining dog most days, so can't say that's much better.
Does he like get up? Does she get up in your face and like?
Mm-hmm. No, it's just she's real loud.
Oh,
and like she's trained me to wake up around 6 o'clock so that I can hear her whining.
Because
if she was whining at let's say 1 or 2.
Mm.
I wouldn't hear it. I don't hear anything in the middle of the night. Oh. But right when that like 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock
your
hits,
body knows. Now.
I know that I gotta hear, be aware of something happening. Ugh. I did get some Splatfest in though. Some. Friday night.
Okay.
Saturday night. Friday night.
Both or just one?
It Friday. Started yeah, Friday one. At 10 p.m.
Oh, really?
Our time.
I wasn't surprised that was up.
Oh, it's only for 1 day? Or was it only for like 2 days or something?
Yeah, just for 1 day from 10 Friday
to
10 Saturday.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
And yo, they don't fuck around with the stop at 10. They're like, poof! They just fucking happen. There's no like, oh, a little leeway here and there. Nah.
Damn.
You just stop.
Like, so what happens to games that are going on while
I'm while sure if you 10? Start a game probably at like 9:58.
They the let you finish the it?
Yeah, because I mean, you've got 1 minute.
I'd that's assume.
Yeah.
I mean, the game, it's only Turf Wars, right? So it's only 3 minutes anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah.
So
I have no idea about that.
If they start like 9:58 or something, a game, I'm sure it just finishes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was just walking around the town a little bit, checking stuff out.
Yep.
And then it's just like, update, bitch!
Oh, like, yeah.
It happened.
It's just like multiplayer maps. Yeah, I was doing... It's funny because when it started, same thing happened. I was just like, doing my thing. And I was playing prior to that, and it was just regular. And I was like, cool. I thought Splatfest was starting today, but I guess I'm wrong. Doing my thing. Multiplayer update. And I was like, okay, cool. And then next thing I know, it's like everything's going crazy, and I was like,
so the town turns into basically a rave.
Oh, there's geez,
like lights everywhere, people are dancing.
Huh.
And the two characters are like doing a concert up on a stage.
Mm. Yeah, just like up at the top.
Hey,
this is pretty cool.
Did anyone learn the rap?
Nope.
I think it goes waka 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 because they don't say words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll be impressed.
Squid noises.
Someone is just like, I'm just gonna learn the rap.
Someone's gonna do it.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna do
no
it.
No words. That'd be impressive.
Yeah, man. Dude, people are crazy.
That's true.
I played. Have you guys gone over to the like rhythm game machine and played that?
No.
If you know, like, there's the arcade on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to the right of where you start.
And I clicked on it, and then I saw it was a rhythm game, and then I beat out right away.
I played some of it yesterday. It's just, I think, based on how much you play, you unlock different songs and stuff. It doesn't get you anything. It just plays this like songs in the soundtrack, and you play a rhythm game.
Oh, okay.
Guys, we're not bringing up the most important part of Splatfest.
What's that?
Mayo fucking won.
Hell yeah.
Suck it, ketchup.
Man. And
your popularity. Holy shit.
Yeah, right? Jesus.
That one article was calling it rigged, though, because apparently if you were ketchup, because the amount of people that pick ketchup was so much higher.
Yeah.
Like, over half of their matches, they just end up playing ketchup versus ketchup.
Okay.
And then those matches don't go into the final, like, who won more matches.
Oh,
because you're just playing against each other.
Yeah.
So people were, like, calling BS because they're like, well...
Well, that's what you get for choosing such a popular condiment.
Yeah. So many of the people are like, almost all my matches were just ketchup versus ketchup. Because I did have a few male versus male matches.
I had one.
Yeah.
Two.
And then... But for me, because... I mean, most of them were mayo ketchup, but
yeah.
I actually was getting fucking worked.
It's funny because I had one mayo versus mayo, and that's the only match I won. I lost the rest of them.
All of them?
Played like 10 against ketchup, and I lost every single one.
I played, I think, like 30-something matches, and my percentage was like way lower, maybe like 500, because I was always above 500 before. By quite a bit.
Yeah.
But this one is like, holy fuck, like, I'm getting worked.
Yeah.
Sweet. I got lucky, I guess. I just ended up on good teams because I did really well.
Yeah.
Like, I even got to champion.
Yeah.
But just because I was winning so much, it gave me a ton because I didn't play.
I got to champion, too.
Yeah.
But I was maybe, like, at 500 instead of above 500.
Oh, okay. I think I went above this time. But don't worry, right after I started playing ranked and just got worked.
Oh man!
I swear to God, the thing intentionally puts me on shit teams.
Except in Splatfest.
Except yeah,
in Splatfest. I don't understand.
I don't know.
It's like the exact opposite.
One like five or four game win streak. Only one.
That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah, I felt like everyone in my Splatfest teams didn't know what they were doing.
That's.
That's like, how I feel about it in ranked.
I felt that way too.
Like they were doing turf stuff, which was good, but they were just focusing on that. So most of the time, my team's splats were like one or two, and then theirs were like five or six.
Yeah.
And I was just like, "What do you like? God, it's like playing with a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing."
Oh my God! What's that game in ranked? Shit, what is that game type called where you have to grab the like crown or whatever and take it to their...
That's Rainmaker.
Rainmaker? I swear to God, no one knows that you're supposed to just take it to their fucking side because I'm like grabbing the thing and I'm like, all right, everyone protect me. I look back, no one. They're all just like painting the turf. I swear to you, it's real. I promise you, they're painting the turf.
No, that I'm doesn't like, surprise me at all.
What's going on? And it's just like, and the tower too. The tower one, I'm like, all right, everyone, let's get on that tower.
Yeah.
Like, try to beat as fast as possible. That's like the point. And no one's getting on the tower. I'm like, what the fuck is
Yeah. That? I think you got to like force your way because, you know, you rank up in, because right now you're probably in like C minus or whatever, right?
Well, it depends on which one you're talking about.
Yeah. Well,
with tower, I'm at C plus. On the only one that I've been like really good that I got good teammates was the Splat Zone.
Yeah, well, that one's like I think it's so much more straightforward, right? Yeah. It's like, yeah. Okay, go to this square and make sure you paint it.
Yeah. I literally got to B like that.
Yeah, so I think like once you, in the other ones, once you get up to like B and A, I'm sure the people are better that you play with.
Yeah, yeah.
So and then they'd be less retarded.
Dude, it's so crazy. But I, with that said, I have gotten good ones, obviously, or else I wouldn't be getting up, but...
Right.
It's just so nice when you get the good ones and you're just like, that was so quick. I level 15, so I'm what are you guys at?
I think I'm still 15.
I got to 16.
Yeah, I caught up to you guys, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were far up ahead of me.
I hadn't played... There was like 2 or 3 days leading up to Splatfest where I didn't play at all.
Oh, I only played on Friday. I haven't played all week.
And then Splatfest, I played a decent amount. And then I played some today as well.
It's because I started playing Overcooked.
Oh, you got Overcooked for Switch?
And I was just like, this is great.
Jeez.
Except it's nice. Super hard when you play by yourself because you got to control both characters. But you switch back and forth. So you got to time it right. So the one guy is still doing something while the other guy, while you start controlling the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, most of the time that I don't hit the 3-star, I find I'm just doing everything with one guy and it slows down your productivity like crazy.
Because
once you set them to cut, to chop, you can switch to the other guy and they just chop automatically.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty... I mean, it's a lot of fun. That's it's all I've been playing. But it's kind of like, oh man, trying to hit that 3-star
by yourself,
killing
so
me.
Hard.
Yeah,
yeah.
Damn.
Did you guys like the new level, the Splatfest level?
Oh, I hated it. I was so confused.
Oh, really?
I kill myself.
I liked it.
I would.
That was fun.
I like instantly almost ended up at their end, and I was like, how am I over here? How do I get back? Because I was by myself.
I was got like, the moving platform parts.
Yeah.
Platforms. I'm just like, stop fucking moving. Let me get on you.
But after, I don't know, after like once or twice, I just figured it out. Like
no.
how they move and where they go to. And
every time I was still so confused. Like, I'll go this way now. And then I don't know where I was. I'd constantly be looking at the map and then I get splatted.
For me, it was the curlers. Because I'd be like, yeah, and then it started moving.
Edge goes off the edge.
My curlers all went off the edge. I'm like, no! Fuck! Why?
What would you activate it on the things?
Because
though?
It's like this, right? Like, yeah. it's on there. It goes to the middle. And then I'm like, yes. But then as I activated it, it started moving. And it moves off the middle.
Oh.
And then I'm just like, eh.
And then they're falling off.
They're just falling off. No, it's a stupid level.
I thought it was all right.
I won a bunch of times on it, but just...
Oh, never won on that one. Fuck well, I mean, I didn't win any, so like, whatever. Splatfest is dumb. That's why I'm surprised that we won, because I literally won 0 games. I was like,
no, I was gonna come in here and be like, because we got workers on Mayo. We work. That's the problem. You see, with ketchup, they got 73%, but there's like all lazy people. And then you're like, I got 0 wins.
Well, the percentage
say that.
Was so close.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for both, it was like 51% and 52%. So then ketchup had 49, 48.
Yeah.
So it's like literally so close.
They would have destroyed us if that was it like 26 to 74% or something crazy like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well, indeed.
We won. Suck it.
I was reading a lot of comments saying that they think Ketchup lost, though, because a lot of noobs voted for Ketchup as well, and they kind of, like...
I would think
that's true. Yeah. I mean, all in all, like, I guess the more Ketchup people, I guess they would have a lot of... There's a lot more noobs out there than good people, so if you have, like, a high amount of people picking your team, you're gonna have like a ton of shitty people.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Damn.
I guess I just got lucky and ended up with those shitty people. Y'all got the good guys.
No, my teammates were just shit. If we had coordinated,
you were male, though. No, I mean like because there was a lot of noobs on Ketchup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was just lucky I got those noobs. Got all the good ketchup guys.
No, but he could have also gotten the bad ketchup guys. Oh, mayo guys.
No, I think I got just bad mayo.
I feel like all the good people want to mayo.
Well, clearly not for Ivan.
Dude, you gotta... Yeah, sure. Every and I never continue if I lose. I exit and rejoin another team.
Why?
So I joined 10 possibly terrible teams.
Oh,
because I don't want to be stuck with the same idiots.
Yeah, if you suck.
That's sorry. Yeah, obviously, if you lose.
Yeah.
No, okay. No, I mean, like, I kept winning because I kept ending up with the same.
Why would you exit? Nope. Same losers doing whatever.
Same losers.
I mean, it could have been me, but I was averaging top one or two.
So, no, then it wasn't you.
That was me too. Is like, what is my team fucking doing? Because yeah. I'm always near the top on my team. Like, yeah. Every single time. Mm-hmm. It's like, these fucking guys suck so bad. You just like, look at your team and they're all splat dead.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, what?
What are you doing?
And you, or you're like watching the map because you're like, I'm gonna warp to them, just dead.
Yeah.
X. Oh, dead.
You're like, I'm gonna warp dead. To that guy. X, like, oh, X, fuck. X. Like,
oh. Exit out of the map, I guess, and I'll swim over there.
Yeah. I honestly never warp.
No, oh, dude, it's the best thing ever.
It's just that, well, I have warped before, and it always goes really wrong, and I get spy immediately. So.
Well, yeah, like it. It's so the easiest kill ever when. You see, like, the little circle. You know, like, oh, that guy's warping. Right. You just stand there and wait for them.
But I won't warp, so I watch what's happening around the guy. So if there's, like, a back and forth of ink, you can see it happening live. If that's happening, I won't. But if he's just walking around, nothing's chasing him, I'll warp to him.
So, sometimes I'll look, and I'll see, like, a battle, and if I see an X for their team pop up, I'll go there because he just killed that guy. So then you're going to that spot. But then if an X for our team, obviously you can't warp there anymore. And then I'll try to pick somewhere else. Or I'll go, somewhere where there isn't like a battle happening. It's just faster, right? Because you don't have to like swim all the way over there.
I also like it because on your downward arc, you twist around and you can start shooting in midair. Like behind you.
Yeah, just faster to get back. Because... I mean, it's not as, if you're getting your ass kicked, then you don't really need to do it because you don't have to swim that far.
No, yeah.
But if you're like, if you're doing all right and you want to get back like way up there into their side, like it's just so much faster.
Mm. Well, and then there are the bigger maps that don't have like as many shortcuts, right? Like the towers, you can just walk off the edge of each tower and you're basically right in the middle. Yeah. Other ones are like longer. You got to go further.
You know what I didn't use for the longest time, especially on that tower level, is, you know, like, you shoot those...
The balls that
little
have
balls
the wires?
Yeah, and you can, like, swim on them.
Yeah.
I was like, well, at first, what the fuck do these do? And then just hop on there and, like, oh,
I think
fuck,
if you let go of your squidding, you can shoot while you're...
Can, like, slide on them and shoot.
I think the best... I use those a lot for turf war. Like, whenever the enemy's, like, maybe making their way in the middle and stuff like that. And, like, fighting my team, I'll just swim up to their side, and I'll just paint behind them.
Yeah. That's great strategy.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, fuck, we got to go back and kill you.
Or
and
if they die, they're like, why is it all this color up here? And I'm just, like, hitting curlers, and I'm like, it's getting this nice.
You guys still using that gun?
I still use that gun. No. If I want to win, I have to use that gun.
No. I was, like, watching some pretty good streamers, and they were all trash-talking it, saying it's, like, the noob crutch.
Probably.
So I was like, I'm not going to use this anymore.
What?
Hey, man, whatever works.
What if you're losing because of that?
No, well, I'm still like top of my team using the back to my old gun.
Whatever works.
A splatter shot? Because I can just get so many more splats with it too. It's like back to getting like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 splats a match opposed to like 2, 3.
It's so weird because I can get so many splats with that gun. But I switched. I'm using that other one. It kind of shoots the same way. I actually get more coverage with it. It looks like a horn.
Oh, that's the new one that came out like Splatterfest Day.
Yep.
Still, like, people who complain about weapons, like, bother me. Like, that's just being so salty. Like, that's just the meta of the game. Like,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's, what are you complaining about if you're winning?
Yeah,
like, are you just mad because you're losing to people who can use it well?
Well, they were like, it's good for turf wars, but then he's like taking that into rank. The whole chat's like laughing and stuff, like, oh, what a noob loser and stuff like that. It's like, okay, I guess I better learn how to use a different gun then.
Yeah, but it works in ranked as well.
Yeah, it works for me too.
Yeah, if you can pull it off, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the most noobish people are the people with the brush. Like, it's just, it's so sad. It, like, all they do is just...
The most OP thing is the fucking buckets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the bucket? Well, fuck.
The bucket fucks you up so hard.
It depends on the game type. Like, for tower, the bucket is god.
You just get up there and you bucket around, yeah?
Yeah. No, and it's not. If you're good with it, because I suck with it, honestly... So I'm not going to diss them and say it's noobish because every time I use the bucket, I'm like bottom.
Are you using the right bucket though? The regular slosher?
The regular bucket, it does like more of a straight shot, but it has so much range. I was playing with it in the test thing.
Yeah.
And you know how they have like the lines on the ground and then the targets?
Oh, yeah.
You can be like three lines away and still target and hit them. Mm. With the try one, it's like more of a spread.
Yeah,
that one's more of a straight line, but it goes so much further.
I like the spread more.
Oh yeah, I feel like I get owned by the bucket a lot.
Try or not single?
Just any bucket, because they can also like shoot them really well up ledges and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so you'd be like up on a ledge shooting down, all of a sudden like all this bucket slosh come and hits you and kills you, and it kills you so fast.
Shit.
But the thing about the bucket is you have to be really good with it as far as like preserving your amount of ink or constantly refreshing it, because it goes down quick.
Yeah.
You gotta be real like careful.
Yeah. I feel like there's just, I mean, I think with any weapon there's people out there that are just fucking good.
Yeah.
And I feel, yeah,
I think that
there's people so good with the bucket.
The other thing that like I just fucking suck, but so many people are good with, is the roller. Like, I just can't seem to do anything with it.
Like, I need to try to do the roller.
By this team of like three rollers, they literally like just destroyed us.
I think it depends on what level you're playing too.
This is turf war.
No, like which specific level?
Oh, okay.
I find on the tower level, rollers are great. But
well, the new like vertical splash can take you out from pretty good distance. So
pretty good distance,
you need to have like a good range weapon to take out rollers.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So if you got like a close range gun versus a roller, like you're probably gonna fucking die unless you sneak up behind them or something.
I guess the other thing I use is the Uzis, duels.
Oh, okay.
That's the other thing I use, but I don't know. I enjoy the noob weapon.
Yeah, I mean, getting me XP is all I require.
Me too.
Now I've switched to this new one.
I was more just like, well, if I'm going to keep leveling and keep playing better people, then it may start to show itself as being, and I'm not getting splats with it.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. I still don't get that.
Well, it's got so low damage.
But
you can win.
Up.
You can win turf wars without splatting people. Covers so much ground. But on ranked matches, like you need to be able to splat people.
I splat like 14 people last time.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I always get killed like. Someone will kill me in like two shots. A bucket will hit me once, and then I got to shoot them with that gun like seven times before they die.
It's the same thing as like the bucket. Like if I play the bucket, I'm not killing anyone. But there's some dudes who get like 20 kills with the bucket. So I guess it's just what you're good at.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I'm not good at keeping the crosshair right on the guy.
Or are you using motion? Or are you still?
I was playing around with motion, but I went back to stick
because
it was like everyone says to use motion, but I was also not as good with motion. So
Yeah, but and people are saying you gotta use detached Joy-Cons with motion, right? So you can point it more.
Oh, okay.
But
I did maybe like 10 or so matches of motion a couple days ago.
Okay.
I think, was it yesterday or the day before? I was like, this is, feels hard. So I switched back.
Yeah, I did one and I was like, that's enough for me.
Well, you got to practice with it.
No, I know. But I, like, it's like Fernando said, I'm doing fine with not motion.
No, that's fair.
As soon as I'm not doing well, then I'll try it out.
Yeah. I think it comes down to none of us are probably going to get high level or anything, but you start playing, people are like rank 30, 40, stuff like that, all using motion. I think this will work you.
Right. Or if you get into like the A ranks.
Yeah.
Even if you're a B, I guess it might be more difficult.
But it's so weird because like, didn't they bring out a pro controller with this thing? Like a special Splatoon 2 like pro controller?
It's or just
special edition?
It's just the different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like, they have pro controller, if motion was going to be is so prevalent and so huge,
why would I don't know why the detach, because it's literally just the aim, the look, right? Yep. Your right stick is basically motion instead. So when I was playing, I mean, you're just kind of going like this, right? Like up and down to like fine tune your aim.
Does the pro controller do?
Yeah. Movement? Yeah, that's what I was using.
Oh, okay.
Because it just uses like the gyroscope or whatever.
Right.
Gyrometer, whatever it's called.
Weird.
So yeah, I mean, it felt precise and everything. I just found it hard to do.
I'm having a lot of fun with it though.
Yeah, me too. It's a fun game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've talked a lot about Splatoon.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was just Splatfest and stuff.
Yeah.
We were all playing it.
I wonder what the next one's going to be. Do you think ketchup was popular because ketchup is just a more popular condiment? Or do you think it was because of Team Marina?
I think both.
Both?
Yeah. I think it was the same thing with the ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Is it... Ice cream probably would have been picked more popular, but the fact that it was her as well just maybe upped it, you know, another like 5-10% maybe.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a bit high. Yeah. I don't think anyone would actually choose. Some people would choose.
Well, like,
but I don't
for think me,
oh, really? I think 25%.
You're crazy.
Bunch of for losers. Me, like, for this one, I hate ketchup 50, 50 and other mayo. And the only reason I picked mayo is because these guys were. But if I was like, I didn't have any friends playing, I probably would have picked it just because of her. Because the other one looks like fucking weirdo.
I actually would have, honestly, if it was not for Ivan, I would have picked ketchup as well.
You guys are so gay. It's a fucking cartoon.
No, but it was not because of Marina, just because I feel like I do eat more ketchup.
Oh, I thought you
meant I enjoy mayo, but ketchup is like my number one kind
of
thing.
But for someone that's like, I hate both of these things, what would be the only determining factor?
Okay.
Whether you like the ingredients that go into the food. You gotta dissect it more, man.
It's like, oh, this one has eggs. Yeah. I like eggs.
Do you like eggs or do you like sugar more?
Well, I like
or tomato.
It's gotta be egg and tomato. Don't go straight to sugar.
This is like a pound of sugar in ketchup.
No, but
it's like, probably more.
Yeah, but there's
like the main.
There's probably isn't even actually any real tomato
exactly.
In ketchup.
No, but you.
I'm talking real ingredients.
There's this
people.
Tomato on the photo. The account.
The photo.
Sugar or eggs? I mean, I guess if you're going that way, it'd be sugar or vinegar.
I mean, they should just call it sugar vinegar food masking paste.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If it was between sugar and vinegar, I would totally go over sugar.
Oh, that's what you meant?
Yeah, if you were deciding.
I thought you meant like vinegar from mayo. I'm like, what?
No. It's either sugar or vinegar. No, you can't. There's no tomatoes. Hey, that's just food coloring.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Salt and vinegar chips.
But isn't
fucking
most of the mayo type stuff that you buy in grocery stores not even real mayo either? It's just like fake
Hellmann's?
Mayo.
Really?
Yeah, like, it probably has as much like egg in it.
Miracle Whip and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't then
ketchup has tomatoes.
I don't know. I don't eat it, so I wouldn't.
I just think we're going so deep. Just what is it associated with? Ketchup is associated with tomatoes, whether it has tomatoes or not. And mayo is associated with eggs, whether it has eggs in it or not. That's just how fucking life works. Why are we dissecting this shit so fucking deep?
Because you're trying to decide for someone who doesn't like either one.
Dude, it's Splatfest. You're putting way too much science into this shit.
No, it's just like, that's why are people picking ketchup? That's the best part of Splatfest,
exactly.
It's the breaking down of the two products that are being...
Right, exactly, exactly.
At least males... whitish.
It's like you're trying to decide between whether you like to eat or whether you like to sleep. That's more white.
Listen, I feel like it's,
I don't know. It's like beige.
It depends where you go.
Beige, yeah.
In Argentina, it's very. When I went to South America, Chile and Argentina, it's yellow for some reason. Here, what? It's white.
It's probably because it's actually made with eggs. Because
it's actually. It's probably like freshly made.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's here, actually it's just like. Yolk.
Yeah. You just buy like fake shit off the grocery store shelf, right? It's like, oh, this is so white.
Or they just have like genetically made no yolk
because
eggs.
Because isn't homemade ketchup sometimes all sorts of different shades of red too? Like sometimes like pretty dark.
Most of the time I think it looks like poo brown. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's right. It's like poo.
That's the wrong. Then you guys aren't eating fucking ketchup. You're eating something else.
I'm saying like homemade
naturally
ketchup.
Made ketchup.
Naturally made ketchup.
It's just that I've never had it. But if your ketchup is poo brown, y'all need to just buy Heinz. Fine product.
No, because homemade tastes pretty good. I mean, I'm just saying poo brown because that's how I associate color. Like I'd say he's poo brown.
Oh my god.
And I looked it up on the Wikipedia page. It actually says Heinz tomato ketchup ingredients are tomato concentrate from red ripe tomatoes. That's like the top first ingredient.
Concentrate. That's like squished through a sugar machine.
Okay. Oh my god. Look at this.
Well, juice from concentrate is usually also crazy sugar.
Yeah.
So if it's the same thing.
Also, tomatoes just in general have crazy amount of sugar. Isn't it more of a fruit?
It is a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
But that's just because you can eat it like a fruit. I think that's how they classify it.
No,
it's how it grows, man. It. Jesus.
And how
that is not even close. Not even close.
And something to do with the seeds, too.
Yeah.
Oh, probably, yeah.
That's
seeds
how
are on the outside?
You're not even making sense of this.
To be fair, strawberry seeds are on the outside. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's actually factual.
I actually have no idea what I'm talking about.
Jesus Christ.
There we go. How angry I can get Fernando here.
It just showed tomatoes.
Yeah, you see all the seeds on the... Oh, see all those seeds on the outside?
Yeah, that makes it a fruit.
They're inside.
But it was chopped.
No, they were on the outside.
No, they're what? In the inside.
They're on the inside. What is happening right now?
I've been trying to troll.
Just trolling.
Straight up.
It's working. I'm so,
I'm so mad right now.
I'm so mad.
Jeez.
Yeah. I can't wait for Cats versus Dogs. I'm going to pick Cats. Go fuck yourselves. I don't want to be on your team.
I like Cats too.
Actually, you know what? I think we'd be better off picking Cat because everyone's going to pick Dogs. And we all know Cat's going to win because all the noobs are going to go to Dog.
Yeah, but we're going to see. Yeah, but the Nintendo's going to play around with this, I bet. They're going to
they're not going to do shit.
They're going to make Pearl Dogs. And Marina Cats.
Oh,
they're
going to
try and see.
Shit.
Sway the vote.
Because it's for ice cream and ketchup.
Exactly. It's
been Marina, right? For which would arguably be the more popular one either way.
Either way, exactly.
You know what?
But maybe just not as high.
I'm just going to call it and say Marina's going to be Dogs. And she's going to get a popular vote. And she's going to lose.
I mean,
that's what happened this time.
Yeah, I've
no. That's what I'm saying. It's gonna happen again.
I for sure think that they're gonna make her Dogs just because Pearl looks more like a cat.
She looks like Chucky from Child's Play.
Yeah, she's like pretty creepy looking.
Yeah, that's why I like her.
But she is the rapper, so.
Oh, that's true, right? Yeah. Yeah, but I won. one of the day Splatfests. I'm pretty sure they're gonna think which one's more popular, make that one Pearl to see if the votes are swayed at all.
Yeah.
But to be fair, do people like Marina because they think she's better, or is it that those eyes? Like, you know, her eyes are weirdly like sad, look at this. Almost suicidal. They feel bad for her? Is that the thing?
What the?
Do you get that from her eyes?
Yeah, she kind of looks like she has Downs.
Yeah, she looks like
she's the people just feel bad.
Yeah, they feel bad. They're like, oh,
because they're like droopy at the corners, like a
retard. I just,
my God,
the other one just kind of creepy. Yeah, looks like a weird little gremlin or something.
I like her because she looks evil. Like, she really wants to hurt you.
She does. She looks like a weird gremlin, though. She's, like, so creepy.
I like evil things. I'm okay with that.
Looks like she would just, like...
bite your nose?
Yeah, bite your nose off, like Saigon Hooker.
Exactly.
And then capture all your sperm, impregnate you, and then entrap you for money or something.
That went far.
Yeah.
Right, but that's when you drown her in ink. A little gremlin, she's kind of fat back.
Well, can they turn into squids too?
Oh shoot, probably. Yeah. Also, aren't we forgetting that octopuses are the enemy and Marina is an octopus? Why are we overlooking this fact?
Oh yeah, that's true. She's not a squid.
Was she converted?
It's octopus.
Is it because of her hair?
Gay conversion therapy.
Yeah, her hair is like a straight
what?
Up.
What?
Pray the gay away.
Where did that come from?
Pray the octopus away.
Yeah, like her hair is an octopus hair, right? Like that's.
Yeah, it looks like an octopus arm. Leg, arm, whatever. Are you looking them up, Jamie?
Yeah. I'm just trying to see, like, the eyes thing or whatever the fuck.
Well, I can't wait till next Splatfest.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
That sounded sarcastic.
No, I can't wait. Well, like, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Especially since you won and then you get a bunch of those shell things. Snails, yeah. Did you collect those yet?
No. Snails?
You get these snails items and then you can trade them into the guy where you order gear from.
Oh.
And he can add upgrade slots to gear, so you know, you have a 1-star gear, you can add like more slots so you can upgrade it. If you like something, you're like, oh, I like this hat, but it's only 1-star,
so perfect for you.
Yeah,
because you're like, I look cool in this, but it's only a 1-star.
Yeah, so now I can upgrade a few things that I like the look of instead.
That's sweet, because
you can scrub gears upgrades and get, and then you gotta re-upgrade them, so then you have a chance to re-roll the. So it's not like a full re-roll. It just like scrubs the upgrades out, puts the question marks back.
Oh, the snail thing does that?
Yeah, gain the experience again, and then you get, you know, like a chance to get different upgrades on it.
Oh, I'll probably use it for that then.
Yeah, I think you got like 16 of them for winning or something.
Yeah.
What do you guys find is the most useful like bonus?
We were talking about this before you got here, but my... or like the two speed ones, so swim speed, run speed, plus anything that like gives you extra ink, you know, like faster upgrade of ink, or there's one that has more ink for your main weapon.
Yep.
Those are good. For now, I said faster special, which is pretty good too.
Yeah.
I'd say those ones.
And then the ones that sucked.
I said like most of the spawn type ones.
Respawn faster.
Respawn faster. Warp faster.
Yeah, faster.
I don't need warp, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But even those, like, I feel like you, as you get better, you're not even getting killed as much and stuff, so you're not.
Those are pretty pointless.
Become less pointless, yeah. Whereas those other ones you kind of get to use all the time. Whereas those ones are only used in one aspect of the match, is when you die.
Not a fan of Super Saver or forget which is the other one. Special Saver. No.
There's like some of the ones for like upgrading the power of your like your grenades.
Right. Yeah.
Like those also are okay, but not that great because, I mean, I use a fair amount of them, but not compared to your primary or like your run or swim speed. You use it so often.
Not getting stuck in other people's ink, I never noticed if that's helping me at all. Because most of the time, if I'm seriously stuck, like trying I'm to avoid shot. That
anyways, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like kind of
trying to stay in your own ink. And then usually, if you're like trapped in their ink, yeah, you're probably getting shot and you're going to die anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
You know which one also that I like is the take less damage from like grenades and stuff.
Yeah.
There's that one. Those are pretty good. Especially when you're doing tower.
Yeah.
Because, there's like there's so many grenades. Yeah. Who's
just whipping grenades at just that like, tower, man?
Yeah. I'm starting to do that more is like just swim around more, chuck more grenades. Which before I'd be like too super gung-ho, just like run in and splat people. Yeah. I'm like, okay, like hang back for a sec, chuck a grenade, go back in, maybe chuck another grenade.
Yeah.
Like
see what they're doing. Or just
in general.
In general, yeah, I'm throwing like so much more grenades in.
So, yeah, I don't know. Pretty cool.
Fun.
Jealous, Jamie?
You guys are playing PvP, that's hilarious.
It is.
I know, right?
I don't even play that much Destiny PvP.
Of all?
Oh!
I play enough to get the quest done, that's about it.
Yeah. All three of us barely ever play PvP, but...
That's factual.
To be fair, I'm also level 88 in Overwatch, so...
Damn.
Jesus. I barely see you playing Overwatch. You're level 88?
Yeah.
Damn. I guess I'm not on the PS4 much lately. I haven't been on there, so I haven't noticed you playing, so...
No, I haven't been playing Overwatch, though.
Oh.
Like, I only play a lot when the events come up, when the anniversary and stuff.
Ah.
Okay. I don't know. It just seems like more casual. It's not like hardcore.
That is true.
And it's not a straight up shooter, right?
Yep.
I think it's just the quickness of it as well. Like, you could just...
Yeah, even if you're getting worked one match, like you're playing all these guys that are so good or something.
I still do,
it's only like 3 minutes, right? So
get a little bit angry.
Also, Carrie Ann told me to calm down the other day. I was getting so mad.
Okay, well, I don't get that mad.
During Splatfest, because I kept losing, I was just like, fuck! Just kept on, like, getting so mad. She's like, calm down.
I'll just be like, damn it! And then, like, that's the... Well, that's, like, the extent of my rage most times.
That's kind of... Yeah, I just say, like, fuck, though. So like, fuck!
Also...
I had to stop once because I threw my system.
Jesus.
But on the bed, just...
Oh, God.
And then I'm just like, wait. I need to stop. I can.
You just lay down next to it and you're like petting it. I'm so sorry. I did that to you, Switch.
I can't buy another one. So I'm like, well, I can buy another one, but I'd have to find it.
And also, actually, that brings up the next point. Like, the rules of reason you guys are playing this is because it's on the Switch.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, I wouldn't be playing at all. Fuck that game.
It's just the quickness of it, man. Like, especially for, like, Ivan and Bento, who have wives. Just, it's like, literally, you push a button. The game's already started. You push. You just start it, right? Like, it takes 30 seconds to start the game.
Although, I'm sure that you probably have experienced this. When it's a 3-minute match, so you're like, it wouldn't be that long. Somehow... In the middle of it, it's like, can you do this for me? You're like, are you serious? It's like a 3-minute match. How did you catch me at this one point in time?
There was... What was... The one time I was playing with you guys, she was kept bugging me. I was like upstairs playing. She's like, Matt. From downstairs. And I was like, fuck off. So and then... Oh, man, it makes me so mad. Because she doesn't understand the concept of when it's online, you can't pause.
You can't pause,
You can't pause.
So she's always just like, just pause it. I'm like, it's online, I can't fucking pause it. It doesn't pause. I'm letting everyone down. I'm letting the team down.
Well, not just that, it's Splatfest. So if you disconnect in the middle, they give you that message where they're like, hey, that was a little fishy. Do it again and we ban you for a couple whatever.
Really? You got that? Damn, guys. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I've never gotten that.
Guy was.
I was.
But that's because I switched off my Switch in the middle of a match.
Shit.
I had never had any network problems at all. It's been fine until like a couple times during Splatfest after a match, especially.
Yeah, same here.
I wouldn't get the message to like go next.
Holy just, fuck, that happened so many times.
Yeah. Maybe it was just there's way more people playing at the same time.
But never in the middle of a match, luckily. However,
I see other people.
Like, yeah, you get the zeros on your team. Yeah. And you're just like, holy shit, we're like, the one. If you start and
there's
idiot.
The one just like AFK type guy just standing there, and you're like, fuck, we're gonna lose this one, especially on turf wars.
And like, you know, I guess
you have one whole less person covering ground. Right.
And like it's, and then it gets close, and you're like, we actually could have won if that guy fucker. Had better internet. Yeah. Just like, get your life together, that, man. That
son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's funny because I was hanging out with Gareth, and he was talking about Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda, his wife, was getting mad at him because he told her, you can't pause this game. And she's like, I don't like it when you play that game because of that reason.
Oh, jeez. Harry, I would say the same thing. Like, I hate when you play online with your friends. He's like playing with like Rob and stuff, or we're playing Halo or Gears. It's like, I can't pause it. She's like, I need your help with something. I'm like, sorry.
Letting down the team.
Gets so mad. You're like, it's online. I can't pause. Sorry. Bye. But then she's mad after.
It's funny.
Freaking girl's so dumb.
Oh, man.
If I ever have the chance to pick another partner, I'll make sure that they play games. Just so they understand these... small concepts of like pause, unpause, online, no pause. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. What else has been going on?
Yeah, Jamie, what have you been playing?
The only new thing that I've done is the beta for FF15 multiplayer Comrades.
Oh, you did? You tried it?
Yep.
How'd that go?
It's interesting. It reminds me a lot of Monster Hunter. That's how the setup is. You're like, you're in a base camp. Mm-hmm. You like look for random people, and then you go on missions that usually like fight against these horde monsters, or like take this monster down, or do an escort mission kind of thing.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
That sounds like it would be fun. But you have to have the season pass for that?
No, for the beta, you need to have the season pass and PlayStation Plus. So that's part of it.
Oh, okay.
For the actual standalone game, it'll be... you can purchase it, but it is part of FF15, so it's technically an expansion.
So you don't have to pay for it?
Or you do have to pay for it. But you don't need a season pass. You just have to buy it separately.
Okay,
if you have the season pass, you have it.
Yeah. But, okay.
Yeah.
I see...
It does sound pretty. Would be pretty fun, like going out the group,
because
the combat's pretty fun in FF15. So
yeah,
just a bunch of. Does everyone get to control one of the characters?
No. It's you create your own character.
Oh
yeah,
I saw a post saying that the created character is actually pretty legit.
Yeah, it's pretty legit. Well, and this is just like the beta stuff too. It's like
you get to be a woman, or is it all males?
You get to be a woman.
Mm.
Yeah.
I wasn't asking for myself. I mostly just make dudes nowadays.
Yeah?
No, I'd make you all women, and I'd be the dude. And I'd make sure you're all naked. No armor. You
okay.
With no armor. I'll call you my Charlie's Angels. But I'll be Charlie.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry for making it weird.
Yeah, it's okay.
Would any of you do that?
Oh, no. I would.
Thanks, man.
You have to save me constantly, though, because I will have zero armor. I will just be a nude lady fighting.
Yeah, better be a healer.
Jeez. But yeah, it's hard, guys. Like, the level of customization with Dragon Age and GTA. Yeah.
Oh, it's for your character?
For your character, yeah.
There's an article on Kotaku or something just saying like the creative character is actually pretty crazy and good.
And that's awesome. And the beta has like very limited options, and you can still like
do a lot.
Yeah.
Fuck you, plane. Stop interrupting our podcast.
Sounds like it'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Plane just crashes.
It's too bad it's coming out now, like so long after the game came out.
Oh, dude, the actual game's not coming out till like December or something.
Yeah,
oh.
Well, there you go. It's too bad like that mode didn't come when it came out.
Yeah, when it came out. Because mm-hmm.
that would have been pretty fun while I was actually still playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like going back to it now. I'll try. I'll think.
I'm not going
it's
to.
So hard.
You have the season pass, so I mean.
I didn't. I just bought the standard
one.
No,
so. I got
it. I do have the season pass.
Yeah.
I wonder if I bought it with the season pass.
I would laugh if you did and you still haven't
Maybe
played it.
December I will start playing it. Because then it'll be like a year since I got it.
Is that when you bought it?
Yeah, I bought it right when it came out.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you did. You were like, oh, I'll play this after something.
Last Guardian. And that then...
Never happened.
Never happened. Because something else came out in January, I feel like. Oh, Uncharted came out in February. No?
No.
That was last year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something else came out. Oh, maybe I was waiting for the Switch. Who knows? Who knows?
You were playing something. I think you had a lot of vacation. You... Vacationed a lot in December.
Yeah.
Pokemon?
You went to, like, back to your home village.
Did you get... Village. You didn't get, like, Sun and Moon, though.
No, I didn't.
Hmm. You started replaying Pokemon, though?
No.
No?
No, I haven't touched Pokemon for a while now.
I think that makes you cool or something.
Brag
about it.
Brag about it.
Jeez. Pokemon.
For children.
I am a child at heart. Innocent.
You're innocent. You're
not ridiculous. Innocent.
I'm pretty fucking innocent.
I know how often you freaking That's watch true. Porn on this computer right here.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's why it's all dirty all the time.
Damn.
It is true. I do grab it a lot. Just my hands, just like.
just on the screen.
You're just grabbing it. You're like,
What do I do?
As you're jizzing.
It's like, And then just lets it like spring free or holding of the other hand?
The other hand.
Oh, okay.
I've already explained to you all my technique where I pinch the tip and keep it in, so don't worry.
Oh!
I've already explained this. And then I just hold it for a little while, and then when I gotta pee, I then all of it.
That's like it would hurt. Like, actually
just
hurt.
Forcing it, keeping hurt. It inside?
Yeah! You just pinch the tip, and then I just watch some videos or something, and I'm like, oh!
You're just holding it?
Yeah, then I just go to the washer and I'm like, and then it
you don't do up. That.
I promise.
Prove it.
It probably hurts so much.
Take a video.
Take a video? Okay.
Let us watch live.
Next time I'll send you.
Well, this sick fuck will watch anything. We know that from all the videos he sent us. So.
Nah, it's all stuff you've seen before.
Some of those, no.
No, man.
Some guy getting railed in the bum hole? I don't think I've ever You've actually seen that.
Well, you have now.
It's been so long.
So if it happens again, then you're good.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, it's been so long since I like just let it go. Just because it's so messy.
Yeah, it's...
That's too much. I can't deal
Too much.
It. So just pinch it. Go to the washroom. Take care of it.
And scream as it burns its way
it
out.
It does not burn. I promise.
Oh, it burns.
I frequent, I frequent the sock. And then you just take it off and throw it in the hamper and you wash it later.
No, thank you.
This is
just a rock hard sock. There you go. It's like, why does it look like it has a foot in it?
Well, that's if you do it a lot in the same one.
Okay.
Or you just cum a lot, I guess, as well.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Dude, there's some videos. Whew. Don't put in monsters of jizz. Just don't do that.
I think a lot of those ones that are insane ones are fake.
Yeah, are they all fake?
No, I think some dudes just... Can't you keep it pent up? Like, just don't do anything for a couple of...
Like
a month?
I think to a point. But some of the ones that they have on there, they're like, oh, biggest cum loads. And they're just so fake.
Oh, really?
I think, anyways. It's like, there's no way.
Also,
and then you can kind of tell from the view that they never actually like show. Those ones, they like don't show the dude plus.
Oh. Okay.
Like the whole thing at the same time.
Yeah.
Also, if you hold it in for too long, you'll just start having wet dreams and coming in your sleep.
Oh, okay. That sounds like it, probably right.
Release it somehow.
Yeah, your body has to.
Hey. Yeah. Your body can probably absorb the proteins a lot as well, to a point.
Oh, God.
That sounds fun.
Does it, though?
No, I'm going to do when I get home.
Oh.
There you go.
I thought you meant holding it in for a month. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
That definitely sounds like no fun.
I've not been doing that. So you guys just been playing Splatoon, that's it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. Overcooked.
Oh, yeah, and you were playing Overcooked.
But that's it, yeah. I got to finish Horizon.
Good luck.
I know.
How close are you?
Just pound it out. Get that out of the list.
Yeah. Like, I'm at like 60-something percent complete.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's like legit. Like 60% is like probably still the story part.
I got the super armor, so I did the Mother Earth.
Yeah.
All Mother Mountain one.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Mother Earth.
Okay.
That's further than 60% of the story.
I was like, what?
For sure. That's like 80% of the story.
Oh, I meant like all everything.
Oh.
It might be more than 60%. That was the last time I looked at it. I don't know if that was before or after I got the armor.
Oh, okay. I feel like when I like looked at my thing, or maybe I was doing everything while I was doing the story mode. So when I was like almost done, it said 80% for me.
Yeah.
Because being able to get that armor,
you do a lot of the story mission.
You have to be quite a bit done the story to it even be possible.
I just feel like the end part was, there was a lot to do in the end part as well.
What happens at the end? Just tell me.
No.
Help him, all right? He's sick. He has super ADD.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
he can't help himself from not finishing a game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By spoiling it, you're actually helping him.
Mm-hmm. And then why he moves on and like, and then what? Mm-hmm. It'll just play more.
A different game. Mm-hmm.
Splatoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
You don't need, mm-hmm. Super ADD is okay when you're playing Splatoon. You need it, actually. You kind of need it. It helps.
And that's it's like, it's funny.
That area isn't painted. This area isn't painted. Everything isn't
It's funny
painted.
Too, because I do almost every match, I will just switch my weapon as well. Just to mix it up, have something new. Go on.
I don't do that.
I mean, if I get on a streak with a weapon, like the arrow spray generally is when I get the streaks, I will keep it until my streak's over and then I'll be like, fuck it, I died. Switch weapons.
Yeah, I'll switch weapons and then start losing, and I'm like, oh.
Kid. There's a new game coming out for the Switch that I wanted to get, actually.
Super Mario Odyssey?
Yeah.
Rabbids?
There is
Mario Rabbids?
Is what I meant.
There was some other article about them talking about how they're porting over a AAA game.
Actually, I have the news this week. I brought news, so we're going to have a news segment, so no one ruin the news.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I won't say which game it was. Oh, did you play that Fate Exilia game?
I started just now.
Oh.
That's confusing, because like, I just, the start, it throws a lot of words at you that don't make sense together. They're like, a comet hit?
Yeah.
But it hit the earth. So you're like on a moon. But your soul somehow has something to do with it. And it was just a whole lot of mumbo jumbo. And the gameplay was so fun, though.
Oh, really?
Like, they just they let me play for like 5 minutes before they went back into trying to explain.
Oh, okay. What
the fuck is happening there? But it was so dope.
Huh.
Just so many dudes, but the combat was like, just, it was awesome.
Was it
Dynasty Warriors-esque?
Yeah.
But just like crazier.
Okay. How is the frame rate? That's the one thing I was worried about.
Let me play a little more before I get to that. Yeah, like, yeah.
Why would you worry about a frame rate in an RPG? Is it an RPG? No, it's not. It's Drag... Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah. Them's the words. Yeah. Because even with Overcooked, when I first started playing it, it's gone now. The first couple levels, I had like weird frame rate issues.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like a not anything kind of game. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
Well, we need a Switch Pro.
Well.
Do you have this listed in your news? The AAA Switch game thing?
No, I don't. That's a new one.
Oh, okay.
Should I say is there it? Speculation or what?
Okay, let's start the news. No, but I just Five gamers coming to give you the news. What?
What's that? So it's just rumors?
What is it? It's a new- Let my jingle end, Jamie! Let my jingle end!
So what is this again? All right, news.
Greatest jingle of all time.
Such a good jingle.
Thank you.
So good.
So good.
Just trying to separate the segments. Trying to add some structure, if you will.
Yeah.
What better way with a lame jingle?
All right.
You can start with
yours. Okay. So, Virtuous, the studio responsible for doing a bunch of ports of things. So they did the Assassin's Creed Ezio collection. Ooh. Batman Return to Arkham Collection, yeah. The Final Fantasy remasters.
Oh, yeah.
Had like a job listing for people, and it was porting a AAA title to Nintendo Switch.
Oh.
But that's all. No one knows what game. So like some articles were like, what do you think what game it's going to be?
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
But, Skyrim.
Dun, dun, dun.
Don't talk crazy, Jamie. We all know that's not real.
It couldn't handle it.
Exactly.
A 5-year-old game? Yeah.
So they've done like Batman stuff. They also did the Batman Arkham City when it was ported to Wii U. And then they've done a bunch of Ubisoft stuff. So
sweet.
Could be some of that.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, maybe an older Assassin's Creed collection getting ported. Ezio collection, maybe.
That'd be crazy on the Switch. I couldn't handle it.
You couldn't handle it. You'd just be playing, you're like, and your head just explodes.
Start seizing.
Your head explodes.
Man.
At least Ivan died just doing what he loves the most.
Although, I'll just rest it against my erection.
Do, 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 do. Who needs the kickstand when you got the dick stand?
Hey-o.
Just play Batman. I feel like Batman on the Switch now.
And maybe a older like Arkham Asylum or something.
Yeah.
Even just that one, I'd be like,
if just that one came, I'd be fucking.
I never played
pumped.
That one, so that'd be.
You sweet. Didn't play Arkham Asylum.
You didn't play Asylum.
No.
Which do you play any of them?
No.
Oh wow!
Just the last one.
Man. Oh, the worst one.
It's not bad.
It was. Oh, the Tank Sim one.
It's not bad. It's still good, but it's the worst one in my opinion.
Although, are the mechanics all the same besides the tank part? Like
yeah,
the movement, the flying everywhere. Yeah.
Well, it was hard in Asylum.
Asylum
because it was
is more inside.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit more limited. There is like places with high ceilings where you can like glide around and stuff.
Yeah.
See,
but
I.
It's not the city.
No, yeah, it's not open world.
I don't think I'd like that as much.
Trust me, you would.
I don't know, man. My favorite thing was just like shooting up into the air and flying for like 5 minutes.
Then you would have liked City at least.
City, the second one is like
City
that.
Was
yeah.
the worst.
Oh, okay.
Asylum was the best one.
City was the worst for you?
Yeah, I hated City.
What? And you like Night more?
I did like Night more.
Fuck wow. That goddamn tank is such a piece of shit.
I don't think that badly about the tank. It's like not good, but I mean
it took up so much time of gameplay.
I think you did overuse it though.
It was so overused.
I think we can admit, while I don't think I'm with you that I didn't think it was as bad as most people, But there's no denying that it was over you.
Right, like constantly forcing you to play.
If they had it, maybe like half as much of the tank. Or more.
Just would have been good. Fly everywhere. So cool.
That is the cool part.
What other game lets you do that? No other
game. Final Fantasy 15. Once you unlock the car, you can fly everywhere.
Oh, right. But you got to be in a car.
Flying. And you got to actually beat the game to get that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually true.
This gets you the flying pretty quick into the game. You're just like, whoosh.
That's true.
I'm excited for freaking Spider-Man.
Yes.
swinging around the city.
That's going to be amazing, right?
Dude, and just like, what do you, I need to do.
The fact that you can just like be like, I want to go wherever.
Even the old Spider-Man open world games, like the old ones where it was Spider-Man 2 and stuff, it was pretty fun just cruising around the city.
Cruising around, man. I need shit.
God, that game is going to get
all right. News?
News. So sticking on like stuff for the Switch, Capcom sold a ton of copies apparently of Street Fighter 2. And it was so popular that they decided before the end of the year they will be bringing Resident Evil Revelations 1 and 2 to the Switch.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't think you, I'm not surprised if you guys wouldn't get that.
Scary.
I would on Switch, because I hadn't touched the Revelation series.
Do you remember how loudly I screamed at that?
That is actually true. That was sad. I'm not gonna
lie. Was a real scream too. Wasn't even faking it. That's how scared I get.
Wait, you're talking about the Paranormal Activity VR?
Yeah. That is how scared I get at things.
But this one isn't that bad. Like Revelations, is it bad?
I haven't played any of them yet because they start. The first one started as on 3DS.
He would reassure me.
The first one started on just 3DS, but now it's been ported to a bunch of shit.
Yeah, it has been ported to a lot. I'm glad it's coming to Switch. I'll play it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get that.
Yeah. Let me just try to make this like work with. I don't want to like jump everywhere.
Dragon Quest Builders 2 was announced for Switch.
Yeah.
That made me pretty excited.
Actually, speaking of Dragon Quest, Dragon Quest 11 came out this week in Japan.
Oh,
and apparently it sold 2 million in 2 days.
Well, last podcast we were talking about how the crazy lines were, right?
It had just come out like the day before the podcast, I think.
Oh, okay.
And the only article I hear is like, big numbers expected because lines are just insane.
Yeah, it's crazy too because people were lining up for a game where you could just download it digitally, but they were like lining up around the block. Well, for
Japanese people are traditionalists, man. They're probably the big reason for like hardware.
That they had like the PS4 version and a 3DS version.
So that's the crazy part about those two versions, is that the 3DS outsold the PS4 version.
That's not surprising to me.
Not
me
neither.
Japan, though, yeah, because it's portable
by quite a bit, nearly 2 million.
Yeah. I don't think there's that many PS4s compared to 3DSs.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Also, remember, 3DS has been out for a lot longer than the PlayStation 4 as well. So there's a bigger base for it.
Right.
And then portability.
Portability. Those
Japs love portability.
Yeah. And if it's the same game, like, of course.
Yeah, I think there is some differences, obviously.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
I think on the 3DS version, you kind of walk around in an overworld more like I Am Setsuna or, I don't know, like other 3DS type RPGs or like older Final Fantasies where it's like more zoomed out and you're just like a little character walking around, whereas the PS4 one, it's like more of an open world type feel. Where it's more zoomed into the characters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did hear there was a big
difference. There's like some graphical differences.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Speaking of sales, Crash Bandicoot.
Still number one?
It was number one in the month of July for downloads for the PS4. Woo! How excited are you, Ivan?
Why?
I don't get it. Wow, okay. Yeah. Well, apparently Activision was so surprised that they've said that they might be talking about bringing other stuff And one of the big ones is Spyro the Dragon.
Oh, God.
Yes!
There's also rumors that the Crash thing might come to Xbox.
Yes, that as well, yes.
Because it's just Activision that has the rights now, yeah. right? Yeah.
So and they're just like, money?
So like people want this? Yeah.
So all those people who never got to play it because they had an Xbox.
What?
What? They will get to play it now?
Yeah, they'll get to play it now.
Well, people that play Xbox now may have been
PlayStation
back on like PS1, PS2 era, maybe. Right?
Yeah.
Because PS1 and PS2 were monsters, right? They sold so many.
Next thing that I wanted to talk about, 3 new Persona games.
Well, yeah,
one more. This week.
And the Persona anime, too.
Yes, well, that was 2 weeks. We talked about it last week, actually.
Yeah. Wasn't it the same time?
No, it was not the same
Okay.
time. No, the games were announced like
a couple of years. Okay.
Yeah, so 2 dancing games, Persona Dancing Moon Knight and Persona Dancing Star Knight. One will be featuring Persona 3, the other one Persona 5. And they also announced Persona Q2. But they didn't give it a release date, nothing.
And that's the one that's coming out for the 2DS?
3DS.
3DS.
Yeah. Or 2DS for me. Because I have a 2DS.
Right.
Man.
But I'm most excited for Persona Q2, I'm not going to lie. Just because what if they like make it... Because in Persona Q, the first, it was 3 and 4. Like ending up in this world, right?
Yeah.
Together. So maybe this one will be like 5, 4, and 3.
Didn't they show a symbol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looked...
It was
like the 5 symbol, basically, yeah, didn't it?
It was.
Yeah, it was just the it was the 5 one.
It was a 5 symbol done in the Persona Q style.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, maybe it'll be like 4 and 5 or 3, 4 and 5 or
If they do it the same way as Persona Q?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
What was Dancing All Night released on?
PS Vita.
Yeah, so are the dancing games going to be released on Vita or are they going to be...
So it's going to be Vita and PS4 this time.
Oh, okay.
Crazy?
Yeah. I guess if this one's for you guys, I don't know if you guys care or not, but August 15th, there's going to be For Honor DLC releasing called Grudge and Glory. There's going to be new heroes, new gears, new maps,
new modes. Trailers for it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that game was so fucking awesome. But I probably won't play it.
Yeah.
But it did make me kind of like, oh, I miss playing that game. It was actually really fun.
Yeah.
But it's just new stuff comes out, so.
Yeah. No. Too much going on right now, you know? Huh. Overcooked, Splatoon, Horizon.
How do you cope?
How do I cope?
Yeah, with all that stuff that you have to do.
I just don't play one for a whole week.
There you go.
You're Jesus. Like, I'll just not play anything.
Just play nothing. What else do we have here? Oh, I guess it was an earnings call, and Activision was talking about Destiny 2 DLC and the importance of it. Is that surprising to you, Jamie? Do you care? Like, I feel like just because the first one, if we're talking about vanilla.
Yeah, and then the Dark Below. Lack
of content. Well, to be holding back.
Yeah, they were saying that Destiny 2, the DLC is going to be an important part of again, just like Destiny 1 was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like,
which isn't surprising.
I want to know: is it going to be like the Dark Below release, or is it going to be like the Taken King release?
I think the thing that they're talking about, it's going to be more like a Taken King.
All right,
is what they're hoping for. Obviously,
well, it's what it should be if they fucking learned.
Mm-hmm. Also, terminology is like really confusing, right? Because people, it's like we were talking about the other day, where people just use DLC for everything now, whereas you should be saying expansion.
Yeah,
DLC
but
or
just says DLC,
standalone, game.
But so, also the base game needs to have stuff. Like you can't be holding too much.
For sure,
they did promise that the base Destiny 2 game is gonna have more story than Destiny 1. Like all of the Destiny 1. And that's what they said.
Yeah. That's when terminology becomes more or less important. Is if you say expansion, that means like. something else, a whole nother thing, like Taken King, where it's like a story onto itself almost. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you say DLC, it means you're holding shit back from the full game.
Yeah.
Right? Also, remember, with the problem with Destiny 1 is there was like major changes made to it right before release. Like the story got cut out and redone, pretty much, for Destiny 1. Like a lot of shit happened to it. They did not know what they were doing for vanilla.
Yeah. Well, at that point, if that's the case, I know they're working with Activision now, which I think they're like, other than EA, are kind of the most, and Ubisoft, I guess, the biggest for like DLC and being like grimy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So like Activision is probably like, okay, you've delayed it enough. It's got to come out. Stuff that maybe not quite done yet, like just throw it as a fucking expansions, and that's probably what like House of Wolves or whatever and Dark Below were the kind of just like shit that wasn't quite done yet, which might have even been planned originally. Mm-hmm. But Activision is probably like, okay, we just got to get this shit out, even if vanilla is like kind of empty and the story is shit.
Hell, some people are even saying that a lot of there was like screenshots of the Dreadnought from Taken King that were available before Destiny 1 was even released.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. So who knows, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if they weren't with Activision, such a big company that's just in it for like all money, I bet Destiny 1 would have got delayed for like way longer.
Yeah. But that could have been bad for them as well. So, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I think what they did worked because so many people played it, and I think they made so much money from one with it being broken up into DLCs that why wouldn't they do it again?
But to be fair, they did get a second wind with Taken King. Like, that completely changed the game up.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Yeah, you can't argue that.
Yeah, it's true.
Vanilla was just so bad compared to Taken King, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, because we spoke last week how it just, at this point, you or me buying Destiny just would be dumb.
It'd be funny.
It would be funny.
Yeah.
But I feel like one of us needs to get it because I don't trust Jamie's bias. So yeah. I think we should have to rock, paper, scissors, and one of us has to buy it.
You too, yeah. I was a firm 0% me getting it.
0%
No, you guys did. You were like, I'm on the fence, and you're like, I could swear.
I remember saying you were on the fence, so I was surprised about that.
I was a firm zone.
The only thing I'd be interested is if they came out and said the story was actually pretty good.
I think it'd be funny if it was one of you two, too, because I feel like you two have been talking the most shit about it.
I feel like we need someone who will come with like, an honest opinion, because this guy is just going to be like, I got the special card.
I don't know. The only I would say yes, I would do it, except there's just so many other games that would be coming out shortly after that. And I don't want to spend my money on that. Just because there's other stuff I want to spend my money on.
Someone needs to keep this fucker in check. Ivan, it's your job to keep him in check.
Too many games. The wrong time of the year.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Zero. I was a firm zero.
September, right?
September 6th, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because there's Mario Rabbids on the 29th of August.
And then Lost Legacy before that.
Yeah, the 22nd. Well, I'll probably be done that pretty quick.
Yeah.
I'll be able to crush that pretty quick, I think.
Well,
Uncharted 4, well, we did crush that pretty fast.
Yeah, 2 weeks, I think, right? Between all of us?
Just the story?
Yeah,
I think even I was like done pretty quick. I'm usually the slowest.
Yeah, because you can't really explore that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did all finish it really quick, yeah.
Well, I don't know. It was hard to put down for me. I kept playing it. So, and this, I expect it to be like decent length, but it's not going to be as long as Uncharted 4. I don't think so.
Yeah.
And then what comes out after Destiny? Because I guess it's September
15.
Once I have to look at my list of stuff I want.
Once that Shadows of War coming out.
Not till November.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It got delayed. It was supposed to come out end of August, but it got delayed.
You guys are coming up with nothing.
Well, like Wolfenstein and Evil Within both come out October. So if I was to get it, it would be like a month maybe, and then I would have to not play it anymore. I'll think about it.
Ooh.
And I think I would wait to hear about it.
That's fair.
A little bit first, because I also, even if stuff is coming out like a month after, it's still the money factor of needing money that month later.
And the final thing that I had on the news was, are you pre-ordering the SNES Classic?
If it's not like a crazy rush to get them, yes, I will. If it is a crazy rush, I'm not going to go out of my way to, like,
you know. I'm kind of with Ivan. Like, if it's not too hard to get, like, I'll keep my eye on the news. Because they're saying that the pre-orders will probably go up end of August.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've heard. Because then it comes out end of September.
And then some shops are getting probably going to get, like,
Yeah. Me and the guy at my work, Eric, said, because in Canada, they didn't do any pre-orders for NES Classic at all. There was no pre-orders.
Yeah, yeah.
So he wants one. So he said he would go line up on the 29th when it comes out.
Okay.
So if I don't get one, I may go with him and get one. Because that's not too much effort. Just like,
I want to go get one for my brother. I'm just going to line up.
Okay.
My brother wants one.
If they're like, pre-orders are out in Canada now, and then I go on and get one, then I'll be like, sweet, yeah, but exactly. I'm not going to...
I don't think I'm going to line up.
Try too hard. But if I don't get a pre-order one, I might just go line up and get one.
Oh, you know what we're forgetting also? We can't play Destiny because Knack 2 comes out the day before.
Knack 2!
Right? Like,
dude, actually, I forgot to mention this. I don't know when you guys started playing Splatoon 2. You know how people put their little pictures up? Did you all see, like, a ton of Knack 2, like, things? You know, like, when you walk around in the hub, right?
Yes.
The
world. Yeah. A lot of people were just, like, trolling.
Just in case that was because of Donkey. If you saw Knack 2, baby.
Oh.
The guy was, like, he has this running joke where wherever, whenever there's, like, a thing, he'll be like, yeah, it was going to be the best, except for Knack 2, baby. Oh, shit.
Okay, that explains it. Because it was weird. I was like, okay.
Now you're seeing a lot of furry shit, which Kotaku.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Kotaku is saying as well.
It's crazy the process that people have been going to get the, like, really realistic looking ones. Have you read articles about that?
No, I don't understand how they've been doing that.
Well, basically, on your computer, you can get, like, a picture. You can shrink it to the same resolution as
the bubble,
the picture that comes up in Splatoon.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's a way to edit it, so it's just like the black and white and kind of pixelated.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can zoom it in apparently and go, people will draw it pixel by pixel. Exactly. Wow. So there's a guy in Kotaku who did the article about doing it. So it took him 4 hours.
Jeez.
Just sitting there, and you do literally on this Splatoon thing.
Yeah.
You do it literally pixel by pixel. You're like, okay, this pixel's black. This one's like white. This one's black. And you do line
by line.
By line.
Oh my God.
And you do every pixel. So you see those like crazy ones that look so realistic? That's how they do it.
Oh shit. That's
crazy. So it's actually hand done.
Yeah, they kind of, find the picture online, shrink it. To the right resolution. Then they edit it to be like the black and white pixelated kind of. Then they like zoom it in, and then you go into the game to the mailbox thing where you draw them, and then pixel.
Damn,
it's fucking crazy.
People. Crazy. Hey, what are you gonna do September 22nd?
Probably jerk off.
Cool.
What's September 22nd?
Pokken Tournament and Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 come out for the Switch.
What?
so much what? Switch. You need to buy two Switches.
Dude.
You can play one on each at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to get both or are you going to just pick one?
I'll probably pick one for now. Well, actually, you know what? It's Nintendo. So they don't lower their prices because they Nintendo like that.
Yeah.
So I'll just get both.
Oh, shit.
But which one am I going to play first? For sure, Xenoverse 2.
Yeah.
For sure.
Shit.
I love, like, Pocken will probably be pretty cool. Oh, should I play Pocken first?
Because you've never played Pocken.
Yeah, just try to, like, have fun while noobs are still playing like me.
Whew.
Actually, a little slightly on topic. Apparently, Dragon Ball FighterZ Z was on Evo.
Yeah, it was just in the back there, but they only had six fighters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like a demo, basically.
Yeah.
So they weren't even streaming it or anything.
Oh, well, shit. But still.
But it was there.
I would think some people would want to see that.
Yeah. They have it on YouTube, though.
Okay.
Yeah, like, because they got, apparently, a lot of, like, popular streamers. It looks dope.
And they got, like the other, like, BlazBlue type guys to play it, I think. Yeah.
Well, I would think.
That's the developer, right?
Yeah.
It's the same.
Arc. Arc System Works.
And I just want to say that Mayo in Japan had a higher percentage of people voting for it.
Okay, to be fair, Japanese mayo is legit, actually. I will take that any day.
Ketchup is ketchup. More of a North American
thing. Yeah, there's like, they do not offer ketchups at McDonald's in Japan.
Yeah.
That was factual.
56 to 44%.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. For Wait. Mayo or ketchup?
For mayo.
Oh, yeah.
In Japan.
So mayo 130?
Mayo 130. Europe, they were down in the polls, but they won both team and solo battles. It was 66% for ketchup, and I guess that'd be 34% for mayo.
So still pretty high difference, but not quite like North America?
No.
So it was like across the board for mayo then.
Yeah.
Except for Europe, right? Europe won ketchup?
No, mayo won. Mayo.
Oh, mayo won? Yeah. Oh,
they ketchup won the popular vote, but they got everything else.
Yeah. You know why? Because mayo is for workers.
Yep.
When you mayo, you work.
We work.
Yep.
Work at losing.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy mayo. That's what Japan's all about.
No, they have a sweet mayo.
Really?
Yeah. It's...
I guess there's lots of mayo in different sushi and stuff, too.
Yeah, no, but the mayo that they put on, the actual mayo that they use for anything is different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't use, Western mayo at all, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I really like the Hellman's product.
The Hellman's product.
It's a good product.
That's a line that Fernando said, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Is that what he likes, the Hellman's product?
He's like, Hellman's makes a good product.
They do make a fine product.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some right now?
I do have some mild Hellman's.
Always have
mayo in the house.
Yeah. Heinz has the ketchup fine product.
No, so what's funny is I do not have ketchup in my house. I do have mayonnaise at my house.
Oh,
I told you though about why people in Canada aren't buying Heinz anymore though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I forget.
They closed down all their factories in Canada.
Or you said that's why people are boycotting?
Yeah. Yeah, because they had a few factories or whatever and they closed them all down. So then people are like boycotting it for other brands, I guess.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't boycott either, and I just bought a fresh ketchup.
What other brands are there though? With
French's is doing ketchup.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what Carrie Ann's buying
now. You know what's funny? We did. They were buying French's stuff at work. They switched from Heinz to French.
That's probably why.
Now we're back to Heinz though. Oh, back on the good stuff.
Oh, French's. I would get French's, but I think it was their mustard that. I'm pretty sure it was their mustard that caused me.
Well, French's is the big mustard.
Yeah, French's is like a big mustard place.
That would make sense.
I remember seeing their logo, and I'm just like,
if I lived all alone, I would have neither in my house. Yeah. I would refuse.
Oh, really? Wait, mustard, ketchup, or mayo?
What?
Not mustard, ketchup? It. Oh, nothing.
I would have neither.
No sauces.
Okay. But what? Since I live with Carrie Ann, there's always ketchup because she likes ketchup a lot.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think we ever have mayo.
What a sad household.
I don't use French's mustard, though.
It will just go bad. It will sit there unopened.
Doesn't go bad. That shit sits on the shelves for years.
Sealed.
What mustard do you use?
PC, actually. But I don't use like the bright yellow mustard. I use like honey Dijon or Dijon.
Oh, you go fancy.
I go fancy, yeah.
I think PC once had ketchup. I don't know if they still do or not, but I bought it once and it was just... so disgusting.
Oh, make sure it's not no like, name. I get PC. Yeah. I get like President's Choice, not no name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I go any no name stuff. I go French's for mustard, Heinz for ketchup, Hellman's mayo.
Is no name a legit brand, or is it like whatever falls off the truck, they're just like, just put no name back?
I don't know how no name works, but it is.
That's probably how they get the products.
Well, like no frills.
That's stuff that's gone bad, like legitimately.
No, it's not.
It's like, oh, they're going to throw it in the garbage, put no name on it, and sell it to these suckers.
It's just like an even poorer version of no name brand.
It's like
just called no name brand.
The chips are kind of soggy. You're like, oh, this is a little weird.
Well, I don't know.
Like, kind of chippish, but not really.
Okay.
If you find a rat head inside, they're like, yeah, you should have
come. Exactly, right.
I know what you bought.
It's funny because PC chips are actually pretty good. Not no name ones, PC. Like PC the ones with cola. The white. Oh, I don't like PC cola.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's because I like Coke a lot.
Okay,
versus, and Pepsi is like
I
a second.
Compare them.
Yeah.
I feel like you just got so many for like such a low price, it was like...
Yeah, I'd rather drink water.
You know what No Frills is good for, though? Is if you want a steak... I think you were telling me this. If you want a steak that... Because all their meat is... it's one day away from sell-by date.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, okay. So all their meat is one day away from sell-by date. But if you want a cheap steak that night, go to No Frills. Because it'll be a good cut of steak. It's just going to go bad tomorrow. So they give it to No Frills to sell it, and then
sounds like a horrible place.
Oh, it's terrible. Like, yeah, for sure. It's like the Walmart of...
It's cheap.
I don't think Walmart's bad, though.
No.
Walmart's not bad. They're just very...
it's the people that go to Walmart.
I agree with you. Holy shit.
I mean, that being said, I go all the time. So like, what does that say about me?
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Yeah.
I used to go once a week. I don't know why. I just felt like I had to go there once a week.
But you went to a new one, right? Like the one by your house?
Yeah.
Close by? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you see that there's a new Broadway opened up?
Yep.
Boardwalk.
Boardwalk, yeah.
Boardwalk.
The burger joint.
Yeah.
And that big wine barn.
Yo, Boardwalk? Legitimately one of the best milkshakes I've ever had.
I did. I had the cookies and cream milkshake.
What kind?
I got strawberry.
Okay.
But like they add a good amount of ice cream, so you get like a little more of an ice cream flavor rather than the milk.
Do they add cake?
Get out of here.
Cake is
get out of here.
At work this week we were talking about this, and I asked every one of my coworkers cake or ice cream, and they all said ice cream.
Yeah, but you know why?
Because they're normal?
They're all gay.
And then I told him that too. I was like, now he thinks you're all gay.
And he was like, well, one of them is a woman. I was just like, she's full les.
It's like, it's obvious.
And then,
all like the penis.
And then I said,
and the women.
She's Muslim. Like so even if she is a lesbian, no one knows. Because if they did, they'd probably kill her.
Well, she lives in Canada now. I guess it doesn't matter.
She's married with two kids. Goes to the mosque all the time.
Yeah. Those people still do ritual killings in Canada.
Do they?
There's been like...
I wouldn't doubt it.
One or two, I think, in the news in the past year or so.
There I go.
Some extreme ones.
Yeah.
Damn, son.
Dummies. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
Muhammad wasn't real. Allah is dumb.
Are we gonna die?
Well, yeah, we're gonna straight up gonna
this
die.
This is where we die?
This is where we die.
Can we do it at your house now? The podcast will now be done at Ivan's house.
Whenever you hear that loud plane again.
They use a plane just to take out four guys.
It's getting really loud this time. What's going on? We're in the northeast, far northeast by the airport. That's why you hear all the planes. Come get us.
I threw him off the trail. I'm cutting all this just in case. Where did we leave off? Oh, yeah. A lesbian, you say.
Man. Oh, because it all started because we had ice cream at work.
Oh, yeah.
They brought in freaking marble slab into my work.
Wait, don't they have like cake ice cream, though?
Well, they didn't. They just had like these pre-made bowls with different flavors of ice cream. And then they had toppings that they put on top. So there was like Oreo, peanut butter cup, some fruits,
no birthday cake.
But they didn't do like the whole like mix.
Oh, okay.
It was just like, yeah, because you couldn't really transport that.
No, I get it.
But yeah, there was no cake.
Dang.
Everyone missed out, I guess, because cake is the best.
It's not that great.
Oh, you know what I had last night, too?
It's so hard for me to argue because I like cake.
Nice.
I just like ice cream more.
Ew, gross. What are you, gay?
Is that a thing now? It's like if you like ice cream,
anyone who eats ice cream,
you're a little fruity.
Jeez.
You have fruit cake.
That's not real cake. We talked about that.
It's got cake in the name.
It's basically meat at this point. It shouldn't count.
You freaking Brits make all these things with the wrong thing in it. Like blood pudding is a freaking sausage.
Is it a sausage? I thought it was just like a bread thing.
No, blood pudding's like straight up, looks like a sausage.
Oh.
Either like the circle type sausage, you know, or it looks like a legit sausage. But they call it blood pudding.
Yeah, it's just black, okay, fucking people? Psychos.
Those Brits, man.
You know what was pretty awesome this week? I had to message Ivan. I'm just like, yo, do you think we're too big of dicks on the podcast? Or at least this one part. With the KO.
The knee,
and I love the conclusion we came to is that we just accepted that we're dead.
Yeah. I was like, well, I listened to it. We make fun of him a little bit. I'm okay with it, though.
And I was just like, I'm okay of what? With it, too.
Making fun
the
of
guy,
what?
The guy that got concussed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot to cut that out.
To be fair, we laughed mostly at the other guy faking his injury.
That's true.
That was fun. That's true.
But you guys didn't make it say it was faking his injury. You end up pretty much saying that he felt bad, and that's why he's just like, oh, like having an existential crisis on the field.
Apparently, he got carted off too. Like he can walk.
Oh yeah, well I would go the distance too.
If I
concussed one of my teammates.
Jesus.
Like oh like, shit, I think my knee's broken.
And then when no one's looking, I'd actually break it. Just like
holy shit!
Just break your own knee,
hey, man.
Fully
might as well go all the way.
You gotta go deep, all right?
Can't half-ass.
How big a pussy would you seem if the X-rays come in? It's just like nothing happened.
Well, you could be like soft tissue damage.
No, actually.
But remember, he Tiger needs someone in the face.
No, I was listening to Tim and Sid this week, and they said the guy got like some stuff done. They checked him, and he was perfectly fine. Just in case. So it was just sad.
And then, meanwhile, the concussed guy got up, played the rest of the match, didn't he?
He's just like, I don't remember my first five birthdays. He was a black guy. I don't know why I gave him that accent.
Father.
Well.
Oh, good times, man.
Good times.
Yeah.
So basically what I'm saying is we're dicks and we accept it.
We're okay with it, yeah.
Yeah, we're completely okay with it. Thanks for joining us on the Five Gamers Podcast. We are